The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Friday. The 14th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hi, Christina, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, somebody was working late last night.
Yeah, just a difficult week.
Speak up just a little. Okay. You can do it.
Just was a difficult week, but yes. Everything is fine.
Long week. Is there a special day today?
Yes, and you will like it.
Okay.
Today's National Horse Day.
Oh, National Horse Day. Well, that's where Linda is right now, because it's going to be 114, so she left the house at 5:30 to go out there. So, yeah, she'll be in later, hopefully. National Horse Day. Cool. Hey, the weather. Should there be any surprises with the weather? The big surprise is what I did with the... Oh, there it is. Katrina prints me out the weather every morning. And then I, in the 3 minutes that she gives it to me, managed to misplace it. But here it is. A high near 109 today. So not too bad. Tonight, low around 77, and this weekend, my friends, 112, 111, Saturday and Sunday, and I've heard all the way up to 114. So, it's going to be really warm this weekend. Monday, it's going to be still in, 107, and it doesn't get any better. It's going to stay above 100 all through next week. It drops 30 degrees or more at night, to the low 70s. Except for Sunday night, it's going to be around 76. Now, it's going to be extremely hot, and it's going to be sunshiny, and you have to take precautions. You have to hydrate. Get as much water in you as possible, and we're not talking about drinking copious amounts of tequila. That's not going to help, but water does. Never leave an animal in the car or a person in the car. In 20 minutes, if it's only 80 degrees, in 20 minutes, it can be up to 118 in the car. So you figure it's 104, 110, 111. It's got to be up in the 130s. So try to avoid being outside as much as possible. And or if you are, get out real early in the morning like we are tomorrow. But weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned business, been around a couple of decades. They were starting in Redding and moved to Anderson because they really had to expand their business out there. And they had the room to do it there. It's a veteran-owned company. It's locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans, too. They're just really good people, the Kenny family. So give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Reed from Haven Humane and Dino.
Yes, good morning.
And Dino is a...
He is some sort of cattle dog mix. He's about six years old. He's a very sweet guy. Very pretty markings.
He is. You know, I was thinking even some of the markings on him, he looked like he could have been part bird dog.
Something like that.
Yeah. Because he's kind of got the, you know, he's got the tail and he's got some of the markings.
Yeah.
But you're right. I can see the,
cattle dog
in him too. Okay. He's 6 years old. He weighs about, 40 pounds, 45?
40 to 50 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not small, but he's one of those mid-sized dogs.
Mm-hmm. Medium.
But he's not, he's a medium dog and he's not heavy.
Nope.
Now, what do you know about Dino?
He's a very sweet guy. He has done well with kids and other dogs. He's not really into playing. He's not quite a puppy, a little bit more established, but he doesn't mind hanging out and just having a good time with his friends and his dog friends.
Dog friends. Yeah, let's just go out and, you know, party.
Sniffing the grass.
Sniffing the grass. Sniffing a butt now and yep. then. That's okay.
Doesn't really want to play, but has no problems just hanging out.
Yeah.
Being a good boy.
So, is he laying down right now?
He's just looking around, standing yeah. next to me.
Yeah. Well, this is new. And but he's quiet.
Yeah.
And he's the kind of dog. He's got the body mm-hmm. of a dog with the longer legs
mm-hmm.
that can cover some ground.
Yes.
So if you're walking or if you had a, I don't know, if you had a yard with a, I mean, if you had a house with a bigger yard, that wouldn't bother him. But mm-hmm. is he kind of like, lazy, like to lay down? And
this morning he was having a blast in the play yard in the grass, chasing balls and running around.
Okay.
But I could definitely see him wanting to play and then taking a good nap on the couch with you.
Yeah, I like that too. Go out for a 3-mile run and then come back and
take a good nap.
Take a good nap. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, he's a really sweet guy.
Good. And here's some good news. Bissell.
Yes, we are still doing our Bissell promotion. Empty the Shelter event right now until the 31st, so the rest mm-hmm. of the month. All dogs and cats, their adoption fees are completely waived. So no fees. You would just have to pay for a licensing fee if you do qualify for that, which is $10 to $15.
Okay, so just a licensing fee.
Yep.
So you kind of come down and you find the animal that's going to fit into your family,
mm-hmm.
and you pay your $10 to $15,
yep.
and you take your animal home. You take your now you take your family member home.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's very alert. Mm-hmm. He watched Patrick Jones just come in and Mrs. Jones just walked through, and so he's kind of. We kind of checked them out, but now he's about right back next to your yeah. side again.
He's very, very smart. He pays really close attention to his handler. He seems very responsive and eager to please.
Is he good on a leash?
He is pretty good on a leash. He doesn't pull unless he smells something really good. Then he'll pull a little bit, but nothing crazy.
Okay, so he's not. Oh, and now he's kind of looking at. He's got very, very intelligent eyes,
mm-hmm.
and he does have that that cattle dog mark. And you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like that black and gray, kind of a merle color,
yeah.
is what it is.
And
here.
His little legs have brown speckles, so it looks
yeah.
like he stepped in a mud puddle.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. You know, and then he's kind of got those splotches like a. An English retriever type.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. those kind of. You know what? So he's got a very generic background. he's a very equal opportunity
yes.
animal here. Well, good. So how do people come down and take a look at Dino?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to stop by and check everybody out. We have more than enough dogs for
yeah.
everybody. Lots of dogs right now, lots of cats and kittens. We also have a rat and a guinea pig available for adoption right now as well.
Well, it's okay, Dino. It's okay, buddy. He goes, I don't like rats and guinea pigs. He goes, I don't know. Maybe he does. Who knows? Oh, I know what it is. He was sniffing the little reward pocket there. Okay, I got it. Okay, so my friends, if you want to take a look at Dino, and he really is a cute dog. Do we get a photo yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a photo, and we're going to put it up. And I could see him going into somebody's family. I think
yeah.
he probably liked kids.
Oh, yeah. He's,
yeah.
He really,
really
likes
kids.
Them.
Okay. Really good with kids.
Yeah.
Super read. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, and one of the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. This system helps enable the surgeon perform minimally invasive surgery, which results in less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's out at the horse and be in, hopefully today, who knows, when it's 110, you got to get out there early to make sure everything's taken care of, as everybody knows. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, announcing their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. The mission of this program is to reduce the numbers of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and people with disabilities. And it's no cost to the people in the program. For more information to see if you can qualify for this program, and they put grab rails in, railings on steps, those kind of things to help people get through the house a little bit safer, because people are happier and healthier in their homes, as we all know. Oh, excuse me.
COVID. So,
Linda had it last week.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway. But I don't. I took my test. You can reach them at 530-842-1687. I thought it was just because I swallowed the coffee wrong this morning. Anyway, I'm here with Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Jones, and you've got something you've got coming up.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on and kind of short notice. Appreciate it. Yeah, I do have a town hall, and we've had other supervisors have town hall meetings recently. And so this is free and open to the public, and it's going to be next Thursday the 20th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, which is 1900 Hilltop Drive. It starts at 6 o'clock. Seating is limited. I'm sure it'll be full, so try to show up a little bit early. We'll start letting people in probably around 5:30, and then the program will start at 6, and my special guest will be Jeffrey O'Donnell.
And Jeffrey O'Donnell is?
He is a mathematician. He has an analytics company, and he is going to be talking about Shasta County elections, specifically the June 2022 primary elections. He's going to be looking at those, and we're going to be analyzing those races mathematically, and he's going to show some things that mathematically should not have happened or could not have happened but did. And so looking forward to that, and I'm excited about that, and I think the whole world is going to be watching because that is what prompted me as chair to make the decision to put on the agenda the elimination of electronic voting, you know, electronic tabulation machines. And we are now, and I started this, you know, after the June 2022 primary. That's when I started to investigate. I started thinking that something's not quite right. My gut experience was something's not right, but I had no real proof of anything. And so I started looking and doing some research. And I first started with really the Secretary of State, California Secretary of State. And I started finding some interesting things that previous and current California Secretary of States had been working on with regards to elections. Now, we all know back in the year 2000, the punch cards and the hanging chad and all the
trouble. It's been around for a while. Who can forget the hanging chad?
The hanging chad. And so after that, they started really changing and going to these electronic tabulators and changing. And after the 2004 presidential election, a lot of things then started to go into effect. We started seeing a lot of lawsuits in 2005 and 6 and 2007. And in fact, in 2007, the California Secretary of State hired California University programmers to try to hack the three top electronic machines here in California, voting machines. And not only did they hack them, but they found several ways to alter the votes. And that was authorized by the California Secretary of State in 2007. Shortly after that, the California Secretary of State decertified the machines in 39 of the 58 counties were all decertified for serious violations and vote flipping activities.
That was 2007.
And so then you start seeing after that a whole bunch of changes with the machines. They clearly could be hacked. The Secretary of State proved it. We had a lot of individual companies saying the same thing, that this programming is sole source, is proprietary. A lot of people were talking about open source programming, but the Secretary of State would never certify any such programs. And so you start fast forwarding to 2014, more hacking. 2017, they even did a hackathon.
Where was that at?
That was here in California, as I recall. But before the morning breakfast, this was a day-long conference, as I recall, they had already hacked into two different organizations had hacked into the voting machines before breakfast was over. And so this stuff has been going on in 2018.
Now, did they know they were hacking into the machines?
Yeah, they had asked for these guys to try to do it.
Okay.
And they did before breakfast was over. So they didn't need all day. They were surprised how quickly they could do it.
That was in 2017. Okay.
And then in 2018, our current California.
I would just tell you, I've never heard this before.
Correct.
I didn't realize that in 2007, the Secretary of State had decertified 39
counties
in California, their voting machines. So what did they – this was obviously not during the election.
This was after that 2004, before the 2008 elections. The Secretary of State did more than that. They had a statement of fact, a statement of findings. On one particular company, for example, ES&S, they're one of the big ones. Dominion and ES&S are probably the top two machines throughout the country. They found that with the AutoMark machine, which was highly used for the handicap and anybody else for that matter, that 972 machines were purchased here in California. They were all fraudulent, and the Secretary of State levied up to $50,000 fine per machine. But also at the end of the report, it says that all local localities, meaning cities and counties, you can get a refund. That these machines were fraudulent, and if you paid for them, whether you use them or not in an election, you're entitled to a refund.
And when, what year
that was also 2007, 2008.
Okay.
And so that set a very interesting precedence in that if these machines are clearly faulty, you could ask for a refund today. Now, in 2018, I found it very interesting that the current California Secretary of State put out a press release. This was in June of 2018, saying the White House, and they were referring to the 2016 elections, they said the White House remains in denial that the attacks on our democracy did not end. The Russian attacks are continuing to happen. Cybersecurity is the new norm. And we're asking for $134 million from the California legislature to help with cybersecurity. This was in 2018 because of what they saw in the hacking that occurred in the 2016 election. And then something unusual happened. After the 2020 election, everything went quiet. All of a sudden, we have the freest fair election in U.S. history, and it's a big lie. And that was what the national media pushed, was that it was a big lie. But yet all this information, when you look at the decade and a half before, all the information leads to see that hacking has occurred from literally the time that the first electronic machines were instituted here in the state of California. And the Secretary of State is well, the past three, the current and the past two Secretary of States were well aware of the hacking and that it affected every machine, the top three as well. And so that gets us here to today, and that's why I think it's important to have guys like Jeffrey O'Donnell. Now, this is my first town hall meeting. It will not be the last. In fact, I'm preparing to do more back-to-back, having a variety of different experts that have all been, by the mainstream media, discredited. And I'm going to have each and every one of them here. And so we're going to first start off with Jeffrey O'Donnell, and he's going to show what he knows, and he's going to dissect the elections in Shasta County. Now, one of the things that I started thinking myself when I won my primary in 2020, and then I went on to the fall and I won.
You did win.
I did win. And what I started thinking was, yeah, there might be some troubles. Obviously, I wasn't happy with the U.S. election, the presidential election, but I don't think we have any problems here in Shasta County, because that's what I truly felt. I didn't think we had any problems here. And
because who would do the hacking? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Go on and finish what you're saying.
Exactly. So take a look at my race. My race is a very interesting race, and obviously it's very personal to me because it's my race. And when you take a look at the primary race, I beat the incumbent 2-1. 42% to 21% with a small amount of money. I worked hard, certainly out-debated him, had more experience and knowledge, and I beat him 2-1, a huge blowout.
That was in the
primary.
In the primary, though, but not
2020.
Yeah, and how many other people were in the
– and the reason I didn't get over 50% was because there was five people in that race,
right,
which I kind of expected. And when we analyze that race – there was no pattern of fraud within that race. And that race, actually, I felt very comfortable with that race. I didn't think that I would get over 50%. I was hoping I would be in the top two. And clearly, I was in the number one position, beating the incumbent 2-1, a huge blowout. Now, I'm smart enough to know that you just don't sit back. Obviously, we have to do it again in the fall. And I knew he would be working hard because he's behind, right? He's going to have to work harder if he's going to beat me. And so I doubled down in every avenue. I raised more money. I walked harder. I talked more. I debated better. did everything more and doubled down to make sure that I would win. And people were kind of surprised because when they would ask me, they would say, hey, are you going to win your race? And I said, absolutely. There's no question about it. I'm outdoing my competitor, and I will win this contest hands down, just like I did in the primary. The night of that election, I remember when the first batch of votes came in, my competitor was within 0.4% close to me. And my gut response was, there is no way he can be that close to me. And I was very upset and disappointed and figured I would lose that race. Now, I went on to win it, I think 54 or 46, something like that. But my gut said something was wrong. And I didn't know it. I was happy I won. But something to me wasn't right. So I just had a gut feeling, no proof of anything. And then we fast forward a year. Jeffrey O'Donnell analyzes that fall race. The Mesa pattern of fraud happened on that fall race.
Let's take a break right there, and you can come back and say, what's that Mesa pattern we're talking about? I've got Patrick Jones in here today because he's having a meeting
next Thursday, at July 20th, 6 o'clock.
And he's explaining the Mesa pattern. And, I mean, we see this, and the Dominion voting machines were voted out, of course. But most people just think it was, think it's a whim or whatever. I wanted to give Patrick a chance to explain this, to say why, because you don't hear it. Because the paper articles don't include everything. Each sound bite's on the TV. So this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Clearing your land. Patrick's got hundreds and hundreds of acres out there, so he could use a Kubota to ensure that his property doesn't burn down this year. They have from small tractors and backhoes to large, of course. How about side-by-sides if you want to go take a run through your property or up through the roads? You do it all. They do it local. Locally owned, locally operated. Good people down there. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
My name is Bill Evanhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, Al Pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As you know, the insurance companies are pulling out of California mainly because of fires. So people are losing their homeowners insurance. Give Judy a call. 530-221-0441. She is a truly, truly an expert on this. She can help you find insurance, affordable insurance for your home and your property. Come on in, talk to her, free review and evaluation of what you have and where you need it. And she's been helping family, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. She truly cares about her customers, as does everybody that works for Judy at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Chairman of the Supervisors, Patrick Jones. And, okay, so what is the MESA?
Mesa County, Colorado pattern of fraud. Okay. So Jeffrey O'Donnell, so this was something that he had learned. So he analyzes races, every race, and mathematically every race, whether it's from the president or a congressman or a senator or down to a supervisor, mathematically they all look the same. And so at the beginning of each, there always has to be the first vote cast. And so that's going to spike 100% up or down for Jim or Jerry or whatever, right? So at the beginning of each
The first vote means you've got 100% of the votes, exactly. And the other guy has got zero. Okay, yeah. I understand that.
So at the beginning, because of the law of small numbers, you have some erratic behavior at the beginning of these graphs, fairly erratic. And then you start establishing a pattern, and as the thousands of votes come in, you start establishing who's going to win. And what he found, and then they kind of mellow out, and all these races look the same. And they have an erratic pattern at the beginning. They start establishing a pattern, and then they play themselves out. And you see these graphs. They're the same over and over and over. They all look the same. Win or lose, measure A, measure B, yes or no, they all look the same. So Jeffrey O'Donnell was in Mesa County, Colorado.
So could you predict an election at the halfway point?
Not necessarily at the halfway point, but at in one of these graphs, at some point you start establishing a pattern.
Yeah.
So, and then you start seeing somewhere around this three-quarter mark,
okay,
you start establishing who it looks like.
Okay.
So what he found in Mesa, when he was doing it, he was asked to analyze a particular race in Mesa County, Colorado, and he saw the erratic behavior at the beginning, started to establish a pattern, and then a spike up for the opposite of what was happening. And that could happen if something had occurred that would shift all the votes, something, an October surprise, as I like to call it, where someone was, they ran over, a group of horses and didn't tell anybody, right? I mean, something.
Yes, something that came
heinous.
Up that was very negative.
Right, very right. negative.
And that would spike during the election.
And that could okay. have, that could change a large amount of votes. But in this case, that didn't happen. Nothing occurred late in the race. And so he saw something that did not match all the other patterns that he had seen. So he started to work on that and started to go around the country to take a look and see what's happening with this. And not that much work has been done in California. They've always been looking at these key swing states, particular counties, particular races in certain counties. So while he calls it the Mesa pattern of fraud, it was just because that's where he first discovered it. It's not where it started, not necessarily where it started.
What this sounds like it is it's running like statistically like it's supposed to.
Right.
There hasn't been a something weird, somebody didn't plow into a school bus.
Right.
But then at a point in the point of when they're counting them, something happens.
Correct.
A huge anomaly or an anomaly
well,
occurs.
What's interesting
is
with
that,
this.
Is that correct?
That is correct. And he has done now a lot of research, and what he's found is when he finds this pattern of fraud, is what we call it, it's always spiking for the opposite of what's happened. It never spikes for the same person. It never spikes for the person that is actually establishing that they're going to win. It always spikes for the opposite, and that mathematically is impossible to have happen. And he's taken a look at results here, and I'm not going to give the results of his work away until next Thursday. But I can tell you he has looked at races here, and we have outside influences. I did call the sheriff the other day, invited him to this town hall. He's going to try to make it. He'll see if his schedule will allow it. I alerted him to the fact that we believe outside influences occurred in the 2022 primary, which was his race. And I'm not saying that he won or lost or any of those candidates won or lost, but it clearly, if we did have any outside influence, it must be investigated. I am hopeful if enough data can be produced that we can go before a Shasta County Superior Court judge and contest the results of the 2022 primary, because I think that is the place to start. And I feel confident about that. My gut reaction the night of was there was something wrong. And then after Jeffrey has analyzed these, and again on the 20th, I think that'll be a little bit more clear. I was, too, hoping that we didn't have any issues here in Shasta County, but I do believe today that that is not the case. And, I'm not pointing any fingers at the moment, but we have to have free and fair elections. And that's how this whole thing started for me a year ago when I was asking our ROV that something isn't right, that all across the country and here in Shasta County that people are feeling like there is a problem, and how are we going to establish trust with the voters? And I didn't get any response that was acceptable from our current ROV, and I asked at least three different occasions, which led me up to doing the only thing that I could, which is the elimination of our contract with Dominion. Now, I also want to speak to that in that some people have said, well, you guys kind of rushed to that. You didn't have a plan in effect, and that is not true. All counties in California hand count, and they're required to, and they have a plan to do so.
Only a percentage.
No, it's an entire recount of an election. All counties in California have that. We did one in 2012, if you remember, when Gary Cadd won a city council election by 11. We recounted that entire race by hand in 2 days, and I was there. And it was very accurate. We were more accurate than the computer. And so we all counties have a hand counting process. We don't need to reinvent the process. We already have it. It's required by California statute.
So that's required. So, and I do remember the hand count.
Yeah.
So they had to go back for that.
It's a recount the entire.
I think it was a 2-vote change.
It was, but it ended up in 9 because there was no pattern of fraud. It just was a very close race. And we recounted it by hand. Well, now why didn't we recount that by a computer if they're so good? Because people trust hand counting, except to today. And that's the difference.
Well, let's take a break here because I have a couple of questions here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, locally owned, locally operated. And I'd really like to push that when I'm talking about our businesses here, that they're locally owned, locally operated, been in business for decades. And that's Four Winds Jewelry. And it's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have the only watch repairman in the whole northern state here, I believe. But it is a full-service jewelry store. You can get everything there. But they have a huge selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. They have everything from Native American to estate to specially designed pieces. It's all there at Four Winds Jewelry. And like I said, Rebecca and Henry are just really nice people. This is where we shop for jewelry. And I've never been wrong with Linda at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you okay with Gavin Newsom selecting your next supervisor? Stand with Kevin Cry and keep him in office. Please join us for a fundraising dinner and live auction on August 5th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets can be purchased in person at Ninja Coalition in Jones Fort or by calling 530-776-4790. Get your tickets soon. This event will sell out. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom, No On Cry Recall.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around for maintain some of our employees and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, I'm here with Patrick Jones, chairman of the Board of Supervisors. He's got a meeting next Thursday. It starts at 6. Be there at 5:30 probably. It's going to be at the Red Lion Inn.
Holiday Inn. Okay. 1900. And the reason why I say 1900 Hilltop is because there is there's a Holiday Inn Convention Center and a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah.
And so it's, it's the Convention Center at 1900 Hilltop Drive.
And there's room for how many?
We've got 300, and I'm hoping that we'll probably go over that. So we'll try to accommodate the best that we can.
Okay. I want to shift a little bit the things that are going on. we're bleeding positions. I'm not going to say hemorrhaging yet, but we're bleeding positions in the county. I see Public Works, the attorney. Of course, I didn't even know who the attorney was because he wasn't here long enough. But the attorney, we do have a new CEO.
Yeah, Dave Rickard. Very happy with CEO Rickard.
Yeah. And no relation to Mayor Rickard.
Correct.
You know, want everybody to know that. Well, no, because people would think, whoa, is that
right.
Mary's?
Well, there is a change occurring. And,
why?
You know, when you have different administrations, you're going to see some change. And change can be a very good thing. And so I'm excited about the changes right now. To be honest with Dave Rickard, our CEO, a great new addition, new eyes, very experienced. He's going to serve Shasta County very well. We're doing research now, and we'll be sending out for the new public works director. We will also get one in from outside with new eyes. The same with county council. We most likely will put that RFP out here shortly, and expect to see someone coming in from the outside with new eyes, new ideas, experience. And so it's a good time to have some changes. And so that was to kind of be expected. Keep in mind, Carl, for a long, long time with Shasta County government, it was a very liberal board with very liberal ideas. And, you know, and the will of the board, the majority of the board, that is how it works. Whatever the majority says, that's what goes on. Today, we have a much more conservative board. And the fact of the matter is we have conservative ideas and policies that we're going to be implementing, and they need to be carried out in that fashion. And so sometimes some changes are going to be necessary in order for that to occur. And so to me, it's an exciting time. I look forward to this as the opportunity of a lifetime to bring new people in that are experienced. And the fact of the matter is, just take a look at our new CEO, Dave Rickard. That proves the point. He's going to fit in Shasta County extremely well, very sharp, good ideas, great grant writer. He's going to work well, and I expect to see some of these other positions similar. Keep in mind that we have, you know, 2,300 county employees, and so when you have a change in administration at the top of four or five, the world didn't change, but you are going to see some changes, and I think they're going to be for the better. I'm excited.
Do we have a replacement for Ramstrom yet?
We are recruiting right now, and one of the problems that we had with the county health officer was that we had a much higher demand than what the state requirements were.
You mean requirements
for the health officer position?
Yeah, to be hired. Yeah.
Right. And what brought this to my attention is we had some good local attorneys. For example, like Dr. Danuka, he could not qualify as our county health officer. Can you believe that? As a qualified, competent.
Because he did not have the degree
the administration,
in administration.
Correct.
Right.
And
even though he was the chief of staff for the
exactly.
for the Shasta Regional. And
so once I discovered that, and once the entire board seen that, the majority of the board agreed that we need to have the standards match that of the state. And now we are going to see a whole new group of people put in for the health officer, and we're going to be able most likely to have a local qualified physician being able to do that job, which is what I wanted from the beginning. And instead of bringing somebody from Minnesota in that position, I think a physician that had years of experience in Shasta County would serve us best. And I think that's what's going to happen. Again, I'm excited about that. We have reviews for that position, and I'll be on that panel later this month.
Okay. So, we've got a lot of, and we also have like 200 openings in the Health and Human Services.
Well,
and
you know,
got to have some kind.
I would argue a little bit about all these positions in that, you know, keep in mind in the Great Recession, and I served during the Great Recession or the global recession. You know, at the city and the county, we lost hundreds and hundreds of employees, and the city didn't fall apart. We had to lay off 400. We had to fire 400 employees, and the city didn't fall apart, and we've slowly been hiring them back. Mm-hmm. The county is much bigger than the city as far as personnel. We have 2,300, and that's not including another 2,500 in-home care support service personnel. So we have a lot of employees. And so you're going,
5,000?
Correct. Yeah, when you really look at it. And so having the number, having a few hundred positions is probably
going... Yeah, that was me snorting through my nose right there.
It's going to be somewhat standard. Also, Health and Human Services, that's not an easy area, and all the counties are experiencing some level of shortage there. That's not a career path that everybody wants to go into. I certainly wouldn't, but you know.
Okay. And I understand this. Okay. I get the explanation. Jail. The jail. This thing is huge. I mean, as you know, what's going on with the jail?
So we are meeting about biweekly with our engineering consultant. We are working on a plan. We have a plan for a new facility very close to the current jail.
Right.
As close as we can get to the current courthouse. And so we're working in the design phase right now as to what that's going to look like. And then we're getting some numbers. Some first numbers have been presented to us, and then seeing about the financing. And I believe that at the moment, anyways, with the budget that we have, that we can afford. We have some money set aside already for the jail project, the expansion, and we're going to have to finance the rest, and I believe we have enough money to be able to do that. We are in discussions right now with Shasta County Sheriff's Department command staff, the sheriff, our CEO, and our engineer consultant as to what that facility is going to look like. How many beds? Is it going to be 200 beds? Is it going to be 250? Is it going to be 300? Is it going to be 600? So we're looking at what we can afford, what's possible. We have the space downtown, believe it or not. We have the space there, and it's going to be cheaper to build it there than any place else. And the closer we get it to the current courthouse, the cheaper the transportation costs are. So we're in talks.
Well, it's costing hundreds of thousands of dollars to reset the jail we have right now to be able to take prisoners across a city block, and the sheriff refused to use my solution of just chaining them together and walking them across, which I thought it's a detriment. Plus, it gives them a little exercise, but he said, no, we can't.
Yeah,
do that.
Right now it's very expensive to be doing all this transporting, and we're going to be transporting all day long to the courthouse, right? They don't have enough holding facilities over there, and so it is going to be costing. So if we can eliminate that, we can eliminate $1 million to $2 million a year ongoing costs if we can somehow reduce that down. And so the new jail may play a part in that, and ultimately will play a part in that to hopefully eliminate that.
Okay. So any estimates of when this thing could start?
Well, I would like to finish up the design this year, and I would really like to go out for bids.
In 2023.
Right. Okay. And I would like to go out to a bid and possible construction in 2024. So if all goes well, that's what I would like.
All right. Okay. We've got like a minute and a half left. There's so many questions, so little time, and people need to hear you. People say, well, if you go to the Board of Supervisors, you can hear it. Well, a lot of people don't go to the Board of Supervisors, right? Because sometimes it lasts for 12 hours.
But my point is that we have a lot of information about what's been happening.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is either you're going to accept that information that the mainstream media is not talking about, And you're going to listen to these experts and start doing your own home, you know, your own homework and your own research, which is what I've done. Because I firmly believe 2 years ago that we did not have any problems in Shasta County. Today, I do not believe the same way. And we can't, as an elected official, I can't have that. I have to do something about it. This wasn't what I was wanting to work on right this time. But it presents to me a clear and present danger to our democracy, and it must get fixed.
And you're saying that you have, or the county has, already has a hand count system in place because every county has to in case there's a recall. I mean, not a recall,
but a recount. Correct.
Okay.
And we've done that, and we have recent experience in doing that.
Okay. Now, the meeting's going to be next. Your town hall is going to be – is it just going to be on this, or can people ask other
questions? In fact, it's an information meeting, and I'll be giving an introduction, and then Jeffrey O'Donnell will be coming on.
Who's invited?
So everyone is invited. So this is a free event.
Everybody's invited.
Everybody's invited. If you're a resident of Shasta County, come on by. We're going to be limited, but and so it's going to be – we may have to cut – you know, people from coming in if we get the capacity.
If you're filled up.
I do not know what the capacity, you know, will be. All I demand is that we have respect within the building and there'll be no yelling or things from the floor. If that's the case, we have a heavy security presence at this event and you will be escorted out immediately.
Filming, photography, everything like that?
They can do that. No signs, but you can have your cameras and you can film. We're welcome. We want this information to get out. In fact, we will be recording it and getting it out to the world.
Next Thursday, 6 p.m.
Holiday Inn, Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, 6 o'clock, probably show up at 5:30.
The Holiday Convention Center.
Holiday Inn.
Don't get confused with him. And he says Convention Center, heading down to the Civic.
Well, it is. If you look at the building, it's the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive. Okay. And we've used that facility. It's a great facility. We're going to have a good time. And I'm hopeful people will come out and have an open mind, take a look, and then do their own research. Don't trust no one. Do your own research.
Okay. Well, that's the big thing. Don't trust anybody. Isn't that terrible? Don't trust anybody. Anyway, okay. Patrick, thank you very much for coming by today. We're going to break for the news. When we come back, Patrick and Jill Gorman are going to join us.
Military company is not a legal entity.
Putin's comments add to the series of often bizarre twists that have followed the group's abortive revolt last month. Putin told a Russian newspaper late on Thursday, referring to the Wagner Group, that there is no law on private military organizations. It just doesn't exist. Putin says Wagner had rejected an offer to keep its troops in Ukraine, where they have played key battlefield roles under the leadership of their direct commander. All of them, Putin says, could have gathered in one place and continue to serve, and nothing would have changed for them. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Striking screen actors picketing alongside writers now in New York and L.A. in what has become the biggest Hollywood labor fight in more than 60 years, members of the Actors Union taking to the streets early today. And a tentative deal reached between employers and workers in a strike that had halted shipments in ports in British Columbia. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
China has executed a former nursery school teacher who killed a child and made 24 others ill by poisoning their lunch.
In March 2019, according to the court report at the time, Wang Yun fell out with another teacher at the nursery in the central province of Henan. She bought some sodium nitrite and added it to the porridge to be served to her colleagues' pupils. The children began vomiting and fainting. One of them later died of multiple organ failure. State media said the teacher was executed on Thursday. Her case is one of several recent incidents in China in which very young children have been the targets of violent acts.
BBC correspondent Viv Marsh, suspect in custody on Long Island in New York, that in connection with a long unsolved string of killings known as the Gilgo Beach murders. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If you were hoping that March Madness every spring might grow...
The NCAA men's basketball tournament is staying at 68 teams for the time being. The Division I committee discussed possible expansion at its meetings this week, but said no moves were imminent to increase the field. NCAA Senior VP of Basketball Dan Gavitt says whether the tournament expands or not remains to be seen. The NCAA Division I Board of Directors recently approved recommendations by the Transformation Committee that included allowing one quarter of teams to participate in March Madness. That could mean expanding the fields in men's and women's basketball up to 90 teams. I'm Dave Ferry.
Wall Street continuing its upward trend. Right now, the Dow is up 63 points. S&P 500 is ahead 3. And a solid gains on the tech side. The NASDAQ right now up 74 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 14th of July, 8:05 in the morning.
Almost half the month.
Wow.
Amazing.
It's almost my birthday. On my birthday.
Yeah, and it's a milestone.
You will not hear me on the radio that day. Christina's here at running everything, like she is Sulu in Star Trek on
Good
the
morning.
Enterprise. Good morning, and it's the Day of the Horse, National Day of the Horse today.
Oh, we like that. That's exactly where I was this morning before it becomes this excessive heat warning. But before we go into the weather, let's go right into one of our very good friends. We really respect and appreciate her, and that's Susan Eastman with Stiefel Investments. She's the first vice president of investments located in Park Marina Drive. What's happening on Wall Street and the market? Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in positive territory this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 86 points. At 34,042, the S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 4,515, and the NASDAQ Composite gaining 10 points at 14,149. Active stocks this morning, AT&T down 64 cents, trading at $14.48, AMD up $4.05, trading at $119.90, Tesla down 2 pennies at $277.90 per share, Plug Power up 14 cents, trading at $12.49. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.784%. Over to commodities, gold is down $2 an ounce at $1,966. Silver up 8 cents, trading at $25.03 per ounce. And crude oil is trading at $75 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investment, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC, and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, thank you. Good
thank
to hear
you,
your
Susan.
Voice.
Thank
you. Hey. It's a great right. week on Wall Street. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right.
Thank
Make
you.
Sure that if you're on your bike, she likes to, I love her posts. She's always out and about. She's either hiking or riding her bike. So be careful because there is an excessive heat warning in effect. Today will be 109, so it looks like we've got sunny and hot days in front of us. Tonight, clear skies with a little around 77 with about 5 to 7 miles per hour winds. Tomorrow calls for sunny and hot with a high near 112. All right, guys, Sunday night, Our Saturday night clear with around 79, and Sunday sunny and hot with another triple digit day, 111. Sunday night mostly clear with our overnight lows around 76. And as we progress through the week on Monday, 107. Tuesday calls for sunny and hot with a high near 104. And the clear skies throughout the week again, Wednesday 102 and Thursday 103. So we are up in those high triple digits over the weekend, excessive heat warning. So please be careful with your pets, your plants, your food, your head, your body. Can I just go on with the list? Anyway, excessive heat warning is there, underlined from the National Weather Service, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, 365-3793, where our customers are warm friends, and they are locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Good morning.
Good morning. And before we get to our caller, Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman are our guests. But you remember in the military, you were an infantry guy. You were a grunt. You remember when you remember the saying, embrace the suck?
Oh, yeah.
I said that to Linda the first time, she goes, what's that mean? I said, things suck.
Yeah.
So you embrace the suck.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just going to beat yourself up and get into a place. And once somebody starts complaining, it's contagious,
yeah.
Right?
So the heat sucks. Embrace the suck.
Yeah. Embrace the suck.
Terry, are you embracing the suck?
I embrace everything, Carl.
Okay.
I embrace love.
We have 2 minutes for you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's awfully nice. Yeah, I don't think I'll need it, but thank you.
I know.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know that on Sunday morning on Jefferson State of Mind at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, we'll have Patrick on for the full hour. So I heard you mention that there were some things that you wanted to get into, but you didn't have time. If you want to text me, that'd be great. I can ask him those questions, but we'll have him on for the full hour. And I think the thing with Jeff O'Donnell on Thursday is very, very, very special. I know that he is not just working here with us, but with a lot of different people, and there's a whole bunch of these people, including Linda Rance, et cetera, that are all working across the nation over this week on some things exposing the anomalies of these machines.
Well, you know, the thing is that if people are totally against doing away with the Dominion machines, as many are, you need to, you probably need to go and listen to this so you hear what the other side is saying. And, you know, instead of just, oh, this is how I feel, hear what the other side is saying.
I think you're right about that.
You know, and it doesn't mean it's going to change your mind, but at least you can see the other side of it.
Right. And the main thing is, too, is that all three of the supervisors, including Garmin, Kellstrom, and Kevin Cry, their platform was to get rid of the Dominion machine, and they did win. Now, the county races haven't had the anomalies as much as the federal races and the state races. However, the things that were discovered and the factual things that we have on the last election, on the last county election, are amazing. DA's race,
okay.
Kathy Darling Allen's race, et cetera. So anyway, I want to encourage people to listen on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We always archive, so you can listen to it anytime on KCNR.
There you go. Thanks, Terry. Have a nice weekend.
And with us this morning.
Yeah, Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law.
We always appreciate you guys.
Friday handle, like two Patricks in a row?
Well, I want you to know that, you know, I was out there with the horses today in Palisadro, and I came in because I knew you guys were going to be here. And it was like, I can't miss my Patrick and Jill moment.
I came just to see you.
Yeah. There you go. I like that. Well, I'm so glad I showed up.
So, Patrick, you and I are like, what, chopped liver, I guess.
Yeah, let's just
go down and have breakfast. Yeah. Let them chit-chat here for the next hour.
Well, let's just do a quick little tease before we take the next segment, because it's 8:12. We're going to take a break at 8:15. Let's go into, is there something trending?
They had their last legislative session right now. There's no major changes in the labor code, workers' compensation, that's really out there yet. But we really don't, and I don't know. I mean, when there's going to be a major reform, I mean, people see it coming, you know, a mile away. And it's just weird. It's been awkwardly quiet. I think this is one of the longer periods we've gone without any kind of major reform. So it's there. But I think that, you know, at least the advocates for my side, for the injured workers, I think they're a little nervous about any reform because of what, you know, is going to be given up,
right?
What might Every time there's been reform since 1997, the reform, especially beginning in 2004, and the reform has resulted in fewer benefits to injured workers. I mean, before 2004, if you had an injury and you couldn't return to your job, the insurance carrier was liable to retrain you for another job. And that went away in 2004. That was a big change. You know, they changed the rating system, which reduced impairment awards, but then increased, you know, the payment pay amounts. And I mean, so it's overdue. It's just been oddly quiet. And, you know, there's rumors about things, and a lot of it's, you know, whenever, you know, there's nothing really concrete out there. People
speculate, stir
their fears,
yeah,
right?
And, exactly.
So, you know, I hear a lot of rumblings about that, but it has been oddly quiet. I think it's interesting, you know, that they, you know, there's bipartisan, you know, things that should be bipartisan, like child trafficking bills that are getting held up. But, you know, you know, things like workers' comp, it doesn't hit the headlines. It doesn't get voters to show up. It's not sexy. It doesn't get people donating to campaign.
Until it happens to you.
Well, until it happens to you.
When it happens to you or happens to a loved one, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Well, do you think, and I will ask that question after the break, but leading into that, do you think perhaps insurance companies in general are, with the fire and with everything else, legislation is out trying to figure out what are we doing in the current state of how we're on across the board with any kind of insurance? Let me ask you that. Let's talk about that with our listeners.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they're waiting for that after they come back, after we come back from these messages.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. This is another community asset here, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They've been around 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They are the benefactors for many of the local organizations and events going on. They have a lot to do with the construction that's going around town that looks really good. That's revamping our downtown. So many things Cornerstone Community Bank does. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. The July 14th, 8:19 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I just had my truck down there, and I had this beautiful star chip. You know, the kind that when you see it, you just know it's going to go to hell.
And this is the time of year, not to interrupt you, but it's true that when we're in this heat and we get in and there's a crack or a chip and then we get into the air conditioning, bam, it expands quickly.
It can happen. So I took it down to Jeff Worst down there at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. An hour later, I walked out. Not only was that repaired, but he found two other little chips on my windshield he just fixed also. Great job. Jeff does not take chances on your safety. He will fix that windshield, whether it's a small chip like mine or a larger chip like mine or cracks up to 2 feet in length. He can do it. And if he can't fix it, he'll tell you, hey, I can't fix this. This is, you know, like it's a crack that goes across your vision and all this, that he'll tell you, then you have to have it replaced. But he doesn't fool around. He's honest. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. I can't say enough about it. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. And if you want a free inspection and analysis, drop by there, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Cars, trucks, and, of course, RVs with those huge windshields, he can fix.
We're here with Gorman Law, and before we took our break, we discussed litigation, what's happening with, what you guys do with, workman's comp, and a place that's kind of the quiet before the storm, like where are we? And the question that was posed was, do you think it's insurance companies across the board that are trying to juggle what's happening in the state of California and how to move forward?
So I think they're completely detached. And I know one thing you're referencing is State Farm pulling out of the fire and casualty marketplace in California.
Well, I think there were seven other along with it.
Okay.
They did that.
So, you know, workers' comp, there's, I don't know exactly how many private carriers in the state. I would guess around 1,400. It is very lucrative. And these are separate, completely separate bank accounts, right, from the fire and casualty, different reserve accounts, and everything like that. So, I mean, obviously all of it combined affects the financial health of any financial institution. But, I think that workers' comp is highly profitable in California. They have statistics that it costs twice as much to administer benefits. But if you look at the premiums, they charge three times more. So the profit margin's higher in California than any other state. Other states like Oregon, there are no private insurance carriers because it is not profitable. Now on the fire and casualty side, I mean, what eventually happens? Well, you know, we saw this with auto insurance and workers' comp and everything is, you know, people are very upset about their premiums going up or their carrier walking away and everything. But, you know, you need to understand that once you have regulation about fire and casualty insurance, there'll be a mandate for everybody to carry it. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to wind up paying less. You're just going to be mandated to, just like with Obamacare, right? I mean, once you have a, once the insurance companies say, hey, this is not going to be financially feasible and we can't cover or we're going to fold, what happens is the state of California has to step in to insure. So for workers' comp, once they had a mandate, they have a state compensation insurance fund, you know, and so the state of California is in the workers' comp insurance business. If any insurance company folds, if they're licensed in California, the California Insurance Guarantee Association has to step in and provide the benefits that are owed. So if State Farm, for instance, were to have gone into liquidation, state of California would be on the hook for all of the claims that were pending against them or that were filed later. So it – you know,
I don't think we've understood that process until now.
No.
I mean, I know I didn't.
So when people want, you know, some kind of regulation or something like that, the trade-off is going to be a mandate to carry coverage, whether you own your house outright or not.
Kind of like you have, it's a law that you must carry auto insurance.
Exactly. And was that you had to carry medical insurance. I'm not quite sure what the mandate is on that one in California. I think it's there. But either way, yeah, I mean, there's usually a mandate to carry some form of coverage once you bring it in, because the insurance companies are going to say, okay, well, if we're going to come in and underwrite this risk, we need to be able to stay solvent. And California says, absolutely, you guys do, because otherwise we're on the hook for the bill. So it winds up being in favor of the insurance companies. So these insurance companies pulling out may actually be a strategic move in favor of, you know, some kind of proposed litigation to mandate fire indemnity coverage.
Mm. Well, the and for the fire, from what I understand, the push to end it here in California is that they were taking in $15 billion in – let me finish here because then you can address this. They were taking in like $15 billion in policies, and they paid out $30 billion.
But they get to subrogate. So PG&E, State Farm pays out a claim.
Right.
They then get to file a lawsuit against PG&E to recover all of that.
Yeah.
So it's not a real loss. It might be a loss over the short term of 3 years or however long PG&E can drag it out, but they're going to subrogate, and they're going to recover at least some of those losses. So it's not a true loss. People pick and choose what they report on. So
exactly.
I don't agree. Yeah, I mean, I don't agree that when California even said, hey, we're gonna pay anything over $20 billion for PG&E.
That same thing happened when I lived in Hawaii and was caught in that flood. My insurance company paid me. I was lucky. I was one of the few in the flood that got it, because most homeowners insurance don't have it.
Right.
But then when the county of Hawaii, when they were found to be, you know, directly responsible for it, gave me a check, I called up, and this is kind of strange, but I called up my insurance company and said, you know, they paid me. Don't worry about it. We have our own. They have probably already gotten their money back.
Yeah.
He said, don't worry about it. Or they said, don't worry about it. And I went, okay.
Well, that's the
because
the
they went after the, they were going after the county of Honolulu.
Yeah, so there's this thing in California called subrogation. So, and it's even for medical insurance. So
how do you spell that?
Subrogation.
Okay, subrogation.
Yeah,
okay.
Subrogation. So if you go to the ER and you have a broken arm, and you say, yeah, I slipped and fell at my friend's house, and you give them the address where the injury happened, your insurance company, Blue Cross or whoever, is going to go in, and they may file a lawsuit against your friend, and you have no say in the matter. So there's third-party litigation across California. It's like 70% of litigation in California outside of, like, criminal and family law. There's subrogation, and they get to recover against these third parties. So, again, I think that what's happening is this is posturing in order to get some kind of litigation in place where there's mandated coverage and you know, essentially Obamacare, but for fire and casualty, right? I mean, I think that's the move.
Also, Judy Maxwell mentioned is that there hasn't been changes, and that the state insurance board has put a lid on some things, and they are having problems being able to push it out and make changes for different areas and these things. So,
and I think she had mentioned in that interview, and I think we need to double check with her, that the model that they were using was dated 20, 30 years ago. It's not been updated in a long time, and you're thinking, excuse me, I mean, who was appointed to that position?
Yeah.
to not be in what's happening right now, especially with all the fires. I know that when we came back from, we were at some kind of, I don't know, 10, 15, maybe it's 10 years ago now, we had come back from a convention in Southern California, and that was right when the fire, when the lightning strikes happened all over town, all over in the mountains, and it was the beginning of that particular fire season, just from purely from thunderstorms and lightning.
Probably around 13 years ago.
Yeah, and so you would think, how could you not be updated in this area or the state of California, knowing that we've got all of this, you know, topiary state full of tinder.
Right.
I don't understand it. But anyway, so, and that brings to me, as we're talking here and listening to, you know, the Gormans, that we pay workman's comp at this station. Mm. And every business that opens the doors has to pay workman's comp. And people don't understand why the price is going up. Why is, well, hello, when you have to do workman's comp, that is a nice little nut per month. And that's why it's so important to shop local, stay local. It's nice to have Amazon, folks, because it comes to your door. But can I just say this, because it's a little craw. You talk about something stuck in your craw. Is that go and shop local. Stay local. Help these people because of the insurance things that we're talking about. Workman's comp. What it is to pay for your electrical. Yeah. Keep the small mom-and-pop shops alive.
Well, I want to, you know, Carl was talking about the gentleman who does the windshield cracks and stuff. And, you know, it is rare. It is hard to find somebody who will tell you if they can't do something because they don't want, you know, they put their reputation in front of making it a quick buck. If they're not in this community, it is even more difficult because there is no accountability, right? Word of mouth is everything up here. And you can burn a bridge. There aren't a lot of them up here, but if you start going out of the area, you know, doing business with attorneys out of the area or retailers out of the area, you know, they have no real tie to Shasta, you know, County. They don't really care one way or the other. But if somebody is local, I think that in general, especially if they've been around a while, they probably are straight up. And if they're not, they probably wouldn't be in business.
You're going to see these people at dinner. You're going to see these people standing in line at the bank. You're going to be at the grocery store with people you do business with. So, anyway, we've got to take a break. I think that's really great. It's so wonderful and yummy to have you guys on the air today.
This portion of the show brought to you by a local business, Quick and Clean Car Wash, on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, where I go down and take my red truck down there, and it comes out of the tunnel. Sparkly clean, wax. I have saved water because I didn't wash it at home. As it pops out of the end there is a very pleasant person with a big fluffy towel that wipes down my truck. And I'm happy. They're happy. It's just a great place. And they've been there on that corner for something like 93 years. Not as Quick and Clean, but they had a car dealership there and a gas station. I mean, they've been a member of the Chamber of Commerce for 93 years, Quick and Clean Car Wash, or their businesses. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free coupons. That's only at Quick and Clean on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right down the street from us. We'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
We are so married.
AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, July the 14th, 8:36 in the morning. It's 80 degrees already, going up to 109. I have my 109
You're
shirt,
my work
shirt
husband.
On.
You know, they have the work husband and then, well, you know, your work partner.
Wait.
So imagine when
wait,
you have like...
No, you... I'm your work husband. Who's your at-home husband?
Well,
then?
He's another guy that I sometimes see.
Yeah. Where's the same shirt?
You know, there's people out there that might believe you. If they believe other things that are said about us, they might just believe that.
Well, you know, when you spend a lot of time at work with somebody, you've got your, they become like, you know, my work wife.
Work spouse.
Yeah.
Well, Pat Karch has become my work spouse.
Your other partner.
Used to be Diane, and now it's Pat. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by...
Gotta have a little humor on Friday, please.
Cypress Square Barbershop, the best barbershop, in my opinion, that I've ever been to is Cypress Square Barbershop. I haven't had a bad haircut there in 14 years. They work by appointment, so I make it work on my schedule. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. And they set me up a time that I can roll in there, get my hair cut. And then if Linda's talking like this, I just sit in there and hide for an hour or two, reading the car and track magazines and golf. It is off of Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop, off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And it is Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. I love it in there. Good people, veteran-owned business, locally owned, and discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Well, earlier, and we're here with the Gormans, Gorman Law, we were asking about if things are trending. Because does it do ladder incidents happen more in the fall, or would they happen, meaning like people putting up Christmas lights, or what would be trending in the month of, that's what was I was trying sure. to get closer to.
So a lot of the road worker, a lot of people, people who work, and then there's a lot of employee, you know, a lot of guys who operate heavy machinery out in the forest, you know, building levees and working on infrastructure projects and stuff. So, you know, the guys who work in the trades, especially, you know, in any kind of paving, you know, that type of stuff, or infrastructure development, there's a lot more injuries there. This is when people get their foot crushed by jackhammers and, you know, hit by cars and things like that. So typically those don't become, you know, a lot of people don't call attorneys because they think they're going to have to pay to talk to the attorney. And workers' comp, they don't. So a lot of people call me when the insurance adjuster, I'm skewed, right? But in my experience, the majority of claims adjusters are nice until they get you where they need you to be with a doctor that's going to give you a low permanent disability rating. You're going to wind up not being able to go back to work anyways. You're going to lose your job with a small PD rating. And then you call me and it's like, okay, now I have to try to find a way to unwind this mess. You know, I think that just like if the cops came to your door and started asking you about a serious felony, you would probably want to call and talk to an attorney. If you have a severe injury, just call and talk to an attorney. You don't have to hire them. You just call and talk to them and find out what to expect. If they're a good attorney, they're not going to tell you, hey, you need to hire me right now. They're going to tell you, you know, hey, these are the things to expect. These are the things you need to think about. Let me know if you have any questions, that kind of thing. But, got off track there. But these are a lot of catastrophic injuries happen around this time of year. Law enforcement, you know, they're doing a lot of, they'll be doing a lot of raids on groves pretty soon here come, you know, September. So they get injuries doing that because it's, you know, a lot of physical labor. They have to chase people down and fight with them and stuff. There's a spike of certain type of injuries, and then, you know, it seems like in the wintertime there's not really a high instance of injuries, but that's around the time they start calling their attorney because that's when things have already, you know, started going bad.
Okay, so I think it's always important to refresh people's maybe how they view that and to remind them that with personal injury and with workman's comp most importantly, that you contact, and you always answer the phone.
Well, somebody answers the phone. We have to have phone hours now because it was, I mean, I got an email from somebody at like 9 o'clock two nights ago saying, call me. And I'm just, I did that before and I got no sleep. So at this point, phones are answered from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock Monday through Thursday, but emails are also extremely effective. If somebody were to email us at office@gormancomplaw.com, you will get a response, you know, that day from me or one of the staff and everything, or a call. You know, we answer voicemails right away. Things have become very manageable. You know, I wouldn't say slow, but, you know, it's steady and everything's orderly and predictable. So, yeah. Call
and you've had, now that you've said that.
Sorry.
Well, no, but you really
Jill's
going to
say,
now, Jill,
what are you talking
about? But you've
about?
Had, a new, you've had new people, and you brought in somebody who actually that when you expanded and took over another practice, you've got people who speak Spanish.
Yes.
That's fabulous. Sí.
Bueno.
Jill's actually going to take Spanish at the college here.
It's a beautiful language, isn't it not?
Yeah. So.
¿Cómo está?
More people.
Joe Biden, no bueno.
But it has been. It's been super crazy.
We had the trip, and then we came back, and it was out of control, and we got caught up, and then I had to have a medical procedure, and, you know, so then, you know, we had to get caught up, and now we're caught up, and so I'm like, oh, things are so, you know, nice, but something will happen.
Well, here,
sure.
Let me throw some business in.
It's important.
For, again, a local guy and a local family doing this, but the one of the things I really like that if somebody calls you and, oh, this is happening, you're going to tell them, well, you don't really need a lawyer. And I think that's important for people to know if something's going right.
Well, I talked to a gentleman in my office for a good hour 2 days ago, and, you know, he has an injury. I mean, there's all kinds of issues with his injury, but he's not quite sure if he's at the end of his career. And he may stay with this employer, and I said, hey, you know, what you have is an ongoing cumulative trauma injury. If you hire an attorney, they're going to try to get you every dollar. One and out of area, they're going to try to get you every dollar. They may not care if you go back to work or not. They're trying to get the maximize the amount of money they get. But until you're ready to no longer be working, until you're ready to retire, this is an end of career injury. Until you're ready for that, I don't think hiring an attorney is really in your best interest because it's going to change things.
Do you think, Patrick, that there are people who are super loyal? Like they're part of the family and they're loyal to their employer and they feel like what do I look like if I bring on a personal injury, or not a personal injury, but a workman's comp?
Correct. Yeah. No, I think there's that aspect, but I think another aspect of it is, financially, attorneys on the workers' comp side get paid on a percentage of the end result of the case. Mm-hmm. And so a high value case usually results in somebody not being able to go back to work. I have a client, I have a few clients who work, for various, farms and ranches, and they are like family.
Yeah.
And they came into me and I said, look, if you're going to hire an attorney, hire me. I'll make sure that we send you to doctors that don't, blow your disability up. You're going to keep your disability low in this case. You're going to want to go to doctors that are going to give you work restrictions that your employer can accommodate and not just say, hey, he's done. If that's in his best interest, right? Not if he's going to become, wheelchair bound, but, it's the main reason I took him on wasn't because of the money. I was more afraid of what would happen to him. He was going to hire an attorney one way or the other. Mm. What would happen to him if he had hired somebody else? And I'm pretty sure he would have wound up losing not just his job, but basically his family. Yeah. Because they wouldn't be able to accommodate the work restrictions that would accompany a higher disability award. So in his case, the goal is to actually keep it, minimal.
Well, you've also pointed out, and we're getting ready to take a break, you've also pointed out that employers, they've got a loyalty to their employees in many cases.
Yes.
And, they want them to come back to work. They want them to stay with them. There's been an injury, so how can we get my man back? How can we get them the treatment he or she needs to get them back with us because we miss them?
And sometimes the smaller companies, smaller businesses, the insurance companies in charge, they're not self-insured to any extent. So they have limited say in the medical treatment. And the insurance company will just say tough. But most of those people don't ever come in my office. I usually get the ones where the employer takes it very personal because somebody had a work injury. The employer tells them, hey, don't worry, I'll take care of you. And they do until the statute of limitations runs out. And then they stop, they just like, hey, sorry, I'm not paying anymore, right? So, I get a lot of people that are burnt by employers. And, for all the employers out there, look, workers' comp insurance, if you're paying premiums, if you're not self-insured and there's an injury, it's not going to bankrupt your company, just like it's not going to bankrupt you if you get in a motor vehicle accident. That's what insurance is for. So, if you do the right thing, just like if you hit a car in a parking lot, give them your dang insurance and don't be a jerk about it. Don't drive off. Don't hit and run. Don't do that to your employees, and they probably never wind up in my office.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's talk about House of Realty, the oldest established real estate firm in Shasta County, 56 or 57 years now. We bought our house from House of Realty. We see them monthly on the show, and they are just always on top of what's happening in the real estate market here in Redding and Shasta County. They're located at 1707 Placer Street, and you can reach them at 530-241-8300. We have nothing but great things to say about the Middleton family and the House of Realty. They've treated us really well over the years. We'll be right back.
Are Shasta County elections safe and free from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my town hall meeting July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. With special guest Jeffrey O'Donnell, we will prove Shasta County elections have been hacked. Chair Jones, town hall meeting this July 20th at the Holiday Inn, free and open to all residents. If you're interested in Shasta County elections, I invite you to come to my town hall meeting this July 20th, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, free and open to all residents.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome.
You know this song?
I love this song. That's why it's played every day at
no,
this
time. No, it's not. This is a different one.
No.
Oh, this is Shut Up and Dance
yeah,
With Me. That's yeah, the
you,
entrance.
You just started it at a different place there. But, oh,
got
no.
it. We had our little dancing
like
bear
sing?
Moment.
Yep. Yeah, well, hey, if you can dance, flaunt it.
Yeah.
This is,
that's
it's 851
exactly right.
out there. It is
check your body
over 8
grand.
Degrees already. At 8:51 in the morning, it's going to go up to 109. This weekend, it's going to be 114 for a couple of days.
Excessive heat warning.
As Patrick Gorman says, embrace the suck. because you can either not embrace it and just try and fight it and you'll be unhappy, or you can embrace it and make it good. Embrace the
so
suck.
So at the break we were hearing.
When's the last time you heard that?
Oh, God. 2006, yeah. maybe?
Oh.
I know. You know, it's funny. I mean,
well, no, because you can say that right now, because at the break we heard about the chicken coop saga.
The homicide.
Yeah,
the homicide
so,
out at
and,
the
And
Gorman
you're not alone.
Ranch.
We've been hearing about other people that have been, you know, critters getting in and so on and so forth. So it's a constant battle, but anyway, so that would be embracing the suck and trying to get through that and figure out what's the next step. But anyway,
but
those are
the worst thing
the
is,
things
is,
we talk
is
about, farmer land.
You know the assassin.
I do.
And you still love it.
He sleeps in my bed.
He sleeps in your bed. We're not talking Patrick here.
No.
We're talking, he's not the one that's going out and decimating. It's even worse than decimation of your chickens. It took out half of them. And sleeps in your bed.
Oh.
And then
well.
Acts like everything's good.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Yeah. Brought you trophies.
Hey, look what I brought home, a chicken head.
Well, he thinks that we are raising them for him.
He does.
Okay. Oh,
he
well.
He gives
you
me
know.
This look. Like, every time I go out there to give them food and water, he looks at me like, oh, thanks, Mom.
Oh, my God.
We need a few more. These are starting to run out.
Yeah, they're
oh my
getting God. Old. And
oh.
The meat is tough.
Okay.
Well, anyway, let's talk about where you're located. what's happening now, you have expanded, you brought in another company. So let's discuss the areas that you're covering, et cetera, and tell it, our listeners, again, how they can find you.
Sure. So, you know, we're located in the Palo Cedro Shopping Center, just next to True Value. And, you know, you can always reach us at 530-262-2168 or email us at office@gormancomplaw.com. We still deal exclusively in workers' comp. If you already have a workers' compensation case, we do something else called subsequent injury fund cases. And that's something that most attorneys in California do not handle on the workers' compensation side. So if you have a career disabling injury, and you may be 100%, but a lot of that disability is from pre-existing conditions, there is a benefit system available to you to continue your disability payments once the insurance company is done. So if you have a workers' comp attorney in a workers' comp case, ask them about the subsequent injury fund. They'll probably actually send you to me. But, you know, that is something else we do that I think is a little specialized. But, yeah, we're open, you know, Monday through Friday, phones Monday through Thursday. And, again, if you have a serious injury, you know, people can say all they want to you, but, you know, not filing a workers' compensation claim against your employer, usually, I mean, look, I get a weird sample audience, but if you have a serious injury, it's probably not going to work out well for you. Just call an attorney. There's no obligation to sign up for anything. Call my office, set up a consultation. We'll go over what the facts are, but ultimately any decision you make is yours. Nobody can force you to make a decision one way or the other, but you should have the information, and you should have it early before the insurance company. You know, they're going to act like, the adjuster's going to act like they're going to do everything right, but I mean, they're not your insurance company. They represent the employer, not you, and their interest is mitigating the loss. So that is not necessarily in your best interest.
Patrick was on the other side for a couple of years. Yes. You worked for the insurance company, so you saw how this worked, and it thoroughly disgusted you, which is why.
Yeah, there are some good adjusters, but fewer and fewer. I feel that the good ones get promoted to the supervisory level or retire. So there's not a lot of experience, and on the claims adjuster side, it's just a revolving door. Most adjusters for the last 3 years haven't been with their current company for more than 6 months at a time. It's an unhappy job.
Well, you know, I can understand that, you know, because on one side you're being told you've really got to hold this down, but if you're a person, okay, I understand that, you know, that some people do try to take advantage, but most don't. Right. That, you know, I could see how it could work on your psyche, yeah, there, that you're, you know, really, you really want, this is a person that really needs to get help, but then your parent company is saying, well, yeah, but, you know, delay this.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not say it exactly like
that. Or they say, you can't override this. I mean, like physical therapy after surgery, how is that ever denied? I don't understand that. And, you know, adjusters being told by their supervisor, no, you can't override that. You know, I think it is heavy on the soul. It was for me representing them. So I can only imagine being a claims adjuster, how much more difficult that would be.
But the big thing is that if like, we paid workers' comp since the day we opened. And I hope that that's not a fire that's just starting. We just saw a fire truck go by.
Oh.
And I hope nobody got hurt, but I hope that's not a fire that just started. But we've paid workers' comp since the beginning, and there's a reason for that. I mean, people can get injured. Now, there's different rates on the type of work that people do, of course. Right. I mean, if you're a truck driver, that's huge. Right. But if you're in your offices and all, you know, that's usually a lot less.
Yes.
But if somebody, you know, there can be something that happens. And so everybody is required to have it. Mm-hmm. And the idea being is that you keep your office as safe as possible or your workplace as safe as possible. You follow all the rules. But, you know, crap happens.
Yeah. Well, and the whole point of workers' comp is so that a business doesn't go bankrupt if there's an injury. I mean, it's there to protect the business, not to, you know, it's not, and I get there's some fake claims out there, but, you know, those usually don't last longer than a couple of months because the insurance company will just deny it and not pay a dime, and it doesn't increase your work comp premium. So if it's a fake case, turn it into your carrier. If it's a real case, turn it into your carrier and let them deal with it. If they wind up, you know, getting prompt treatment, it's not going to really affect your premiums at all. And if it's a bad injury, it might affect your premiums, but it's not going to put you out of business.
And email and phone call and phone number once again, please.
So office@gormancomplaw.com. Phone number is 530-262-2168.
The And just let me just throw this in here, is that I've known Patrick and Jill now for, gosh, several years. And I can tell you he's a straight shooter and he's tough. In fact, when I do his live reads, I say he's pugnacious. And I mean that in the right sense of the word, that he's going to fight for you. This isn't the rates that charge are fixed, all those things. So it's not like he's going to fight, or spend more time on something because he gets paid more, because that's not what happens. But he is, like I said, you're a straight shooter, Patrick. So when we use the term lawyer, we think of some of these New York slimy ones.
Yeah.
And which is unfortunate.
I know. And I've been trying to, I try to be in the smaller percentage, a lawyer's lawyer, right? Somebody who does this because they love being a lawyer, not.
Well, my sister's been a lawyer for over 40 years, and you know she's a straight shooter too.
So I'm getting it for the wrong reason.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Well, it's important to have integrity, and you guys stand for
integrity.
And by the way,
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music is at Shasta College. And we're going this weekend. There's only two matinees. That will be July 16th, that's Sunday, and then the following Sunday. But July 13th, 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st, 22nd at 7 p.m. You know, if you really want to do something where you're out of the heat, but you're getting that feel-good, family, fun, you know, the generations and generations that have enjoyed the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein. So, we just encourage you to go out and see the Sound of Music at Shasta College. What a great thing to do.
It's going to be hot this weekend, my friends. Take care of yourself. Hydrate. Try to stay out of the sun as much as possible. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. And God bless America. This world from dragging me.